In 2011, Arnie Fugelvog pleaded guilty to illegal fishing and had to spend 5 months in jail. It was a mighty fall for a man who was then serving as an advisor to Senator Lisa Murkowski and who had once been considered for the top fisheries management post in the country. Now Fugelvog is back as a lobbyist. But as APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports, Alaska's senators aren't giving him access.
Fugelvog lobbies for four different fishing companies. This spring, he got in touch with Senator Mark Begich's office on behalf of his clients, and staff talked with him. It'll be the only contact he gets. From here on out, Begich says that his office won't be taking Fugelvog's calls.
In his case, the business that he's in, he's very well, like I said, informed. He made a mistake. He paid for it. But at the same time, around the fishing industry issue, we want to make sure that we're talking to a much broader group of people, and it's the policy of our office.
Begich adds that initially he didn't know that Fugelvog was lobbying his office or other senators.
He met with everybody. And when I became aware of it, I said, that's not happening.
Fugelvog's former boss also says that she won't be taking meetings with him. In a recent interview with Kodiak member station KMXT, Murkowski said that the companies who hired Fugelvog should send someone else to lobby her.
We won't be seeing him in our office. We've got a policy that if you have worked for me, that there needs to be a separation between work and any access in terms of lobbying of 2 years. And so that will be in place in our office.
That's longer than required. By law, Fugelvog is prohibited from lobbying the Senate for one full year as a former senior staffer. In the KMXT interview, Murkowski also explained that she understood why some politicians would consult with him.
I think those who know him recognize that he has a significant understanding of the fisheries and the research and Alaska's fisheries, and he's going to be working with folks to help them as they seek to advance their priorities.
There is one member of Alaska's congressional delegation who is open to meeting with Fugelvog, Representative Don Young. Spokesperson Mike Anderson says that Young, quote, has an open-door policy, and should Mr. Fugelvog like to meet with a congressman on issues pertaining to Alaska, he is more than welcome to. Anderson adds that Fugelvog hasn't reached out to Young's office since leaving his position as a Senate staffer. Fugelvog did not respond to an email request for an interview or answer his phone when called. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez with help from Jay Barrett and Kodiak.